This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's question and answer session. Thank you for your time. I received a question. The question is, Sam, in this postmodern society, do you still believe God created all? Of course, the answer is yes, I do. I'm not going to believe a mere human hypothesis called evolution, which is one of the most senseless ideas formed by the fallen man and has never been scientifically tested, observed, or verified. No person with common sense can accept what the evolution says. You know, we cannot even agree evolution as a theory. It's not a theory. Because there is a distinction between a hypothesis and a theory. A hypothesis is an explanation that is proposed. Then the hypothesis should be tested and observed scientifically on a going basis. You know, to say something is a theory, at least the proposed hypothesis should have been tested well, supported widely, based on a long observance, verified on an ongoing testing. Evolution has never been scientifically verified, tested, and not observable. You know, no one lives today, or the people who lived in Darwin's day was present or living at the formation of life in the beginning. Therefore, these false ideas of evolution are never adequately observed, verified, or even tested. To me, evolution is just a hypothesis that was not substantiated. It's not even a theory. Yet these nonsense thoughts are every day injected into the minds of our children in schools and colleges. It is wrong. And such a curriculum in schools and colleges must be opposed. You know, it is poisoning to the minds of our younger generation. And to think one day from non-living matters the living things came up is one of the ridiculous ideas that thinking and rational people can never wrap their mind around. Life is miraculous, not just the life, but everything we see around us, the land, mountains, oceans, rivers, animals, birds, crawling creatures, and all we see upon the sky and stars, all are miraculous, and only Bible gives the answers to our question. It emphatically says God created all. Bible tells us we all, the humans, came from one parent, Adam, who was created by God. You know, when the evolution says life today was an advancement from a simple bacteria, single-celled amoeba, it demands more faith to accept that belief than believing in God. To me, faith in God who created all makes just more common sense than believing in evolution. You see, finally, the question is this. Who do we going to believe, the word of God or the word of man? You know, when evolution says the man came out of single-cell bacteria called amoeba, remember such a phenomena of life transfer was never been observed or documented anywhere throughout the human history. You know, there is a repeated phrase in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, that can be read in the Bible. After the creation of each kind of species by God, he said, according to their kinds, according to New International Version, each producing offspring of the same kind, New Living Translation. What is that means? But all living creatures, for example, animals, birds, man, whatever may be, it can produce only its own kind or offspring of the same kind. A bacteria cannot and would not produce a rat. Monkeys produces only monkeys. A dog produces just its kind of offspring, which is another dog. No living creature is able to produce another species. Beloved, there is no verifiable or documented observations ever discovered any time in human history saying a monkey transferred to a man or any such things. It is not just there. Evolution is people's attempt to discredit the truth and existence of the Creator God. Moreover, the idea of evolution is supported by the power of the devil behind it. Devil will do anything to discredit God, and these men are just the culprits in his hands. Don't you think it makes more faith to believe in such a ridiculous hypothesis than believing in God who created all? You see, Bible says we, the humans, are made in the image of God, and that is why we are entirely different from any other animal species. Because we are made in the image of God, we have body, soul, and spirit, and in the spirit, we can relate to God, we can pray to God, we can communicate to God. Man is a spiritual being, but animals are not. We are not evolved from an amoeba or bacteria. we are not the offspring of monkeys. We are not evolved. Instead, the Bible tells the truth that we are fearfully and wonderfully created by God. Psalms 139 verse 14. It says in verse 13, God put us together. God knitted us together in our mother's womb. The Bible declares the truth. Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. It also gives an account of creation in chapter 1. You can read and understand how everything came into being. The verse 26 says, God created man in his image, according to his likeness. Male and female he created them. Bible also says the truth in Psalms 33 verse 6. It says, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. End of God. Dearly beloved, you mentioned that we live in a postmodern society. But do you know, it doesn't matter we live in a postmodern or antique civilization. The fact is fact. You see, the fact does not change over time. In contrast, human ideas, opinions, and discoveries changes. The evolution hypothesis itself changed its position over the years many times. However, God's truth and fact stand firm regardless of the time periods we live in. It stands sure regardless of our national, cultural, educational, language distinctions. God himself claims, I created the earth, man, and the whole universe. And God placed his awareness, God awareness, and his stamp in all of his creation and even inside us. Listen to what the Bible says in Romans 1:20. It says, since the creation of the world, God made known to us his eternal power and divine nature. And this we all can understand from the things he made. Look at the sky, stars, life, and nature around us. Look inside us to understand our God awareness and his seal of ownership inside us. We are people without excuse if we discredit and dishonor God and his truth. Psalms 14:1 says, only fools says in their hearts, there is no God. Why? Because they are corrupt and their actions are evil. Not one of them does good. You know, the reason why people ignore the existence of God is just that they want to live an immoral and wicked life. That's all. They desire to do wrong and do not want to do the right things. Some of the atheists even admitted that truth. Therefore, desiring to do and enjoy immoral and wicked things, their foolish heart says, oh, there is no God. You know, a war or battle is going on in human minds. This spiritual war is between the word of God and just man's word, man's opinion. Now it is time to accept the challenge as it is, because ultimately it is a spiritual war or battle. And therefore, stand firm in the truth of the word of God. Yes, I do believe God created all. Thank you.